Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology Messages Oracle deck and I have Moon Mastery, the Law of Attraction. Whatever you want, you can make happen. Trust yourself and your power to create. Work your magic. You have mystical powers that you've used in the past that you can call upon again now. This card calls on you to work with the Law of Attraction. The more you believe in yourself and the power to create, the more you will see you're actually doing the more you will see that you're actually already doing that. So do it consciously. The intentions that you set for yourself have untold powers. We humans don't realize how powerful we are until we start to play with our magical energies. Embody your intentions now and work towards them in whatever practical way you can as you move into the direction of your goals. Start becoming very clear about your desires. Once you have that clarity, write down your wishes at the next new moon. Just doing that will galvanize your intentions and steer your next steps. Visualizing your dreams will also help you to achieve whatever you're aiming for right now. Feel your wishes as real and already have come true. Feel it in your body. You can create your desired outcome and you can create your desired outcomes. Additional meanings for this card. You've made magic before and you can make it again. Expecting the best will often attract it. Self-doubts will stop manifestations. Distance yourself from naysayers. Speak your intentions into being. Now, the Law of Attraction. Okay. This is why people will always say to you, be positive, think positive. However, you are always realistically in some form of state of attraction, the Law of Attraction, whether that be positive thoughts or negative thoughts. Now, if your thoughts are negative, then this is basically what you are starting to attract. Not massive negative energies, but the more you delve into them, the more you'll attract. The more positive, the more you will attract. However, there's a side of realism to everything that you want to, that you believe in, right? If you are faking your Law of Attraction, you're trying to convince yourself of something that your instincts are saying, look, that is not right for you, right? Then you are attracting a thing that goes against your natural grain. Now, if you are constantly pushing something away, using the negative level, because with every positive, there's a negative, right? So you can't always be positive, but you can't always be negative. If you are in a constant state of nothing ever good will happen to me, but yet you focus on something good that you really want in your life, because you're attracting so much negativity, you're keeping what you want at a distance. If you focus more on the things that you do want rather than the things that you don't want, then you are more likely to get the things that you do want. And because we are in this sort of imbalance and fluctuations, and we have people who are drawn to us because of our energy, which can knock us off balance, with sometimes even without us knowing, it can be a little bit tricky. But if you see things like a laser beam coming through your eyes, like I really want this, and that's where your heart is set, and your body is saying, yes, this is actually good for you, and you can feel it inside you, then it is easier for you to manifest. But if you're going into a manifestation with doubts of what you're going to get, then you will half-heartedly put in that effort. Now, that could be because maybe you don't really want it, or maybe you don't feel that you are worthy of it. So you have to go back and think, well, am I worthy of this? And then you're like, well, yes, I am, because you are worthy of good things. And then you say, right, well, I am, and therefore I think I should get this, and therefore I will manifest more and stronger and harder to get this thing, regardless of what people say, do, or the energies that surround me, right? So when it comes to your Law of Attraction, ask yourself what state of mind you're in when you're attracting things. And if you do come across something that you don't like, so like you're attracting like lots of moronic people on the same day, ask yourself, what is my frame of mind right now? Is it the fact that I'm feeling quite negative about life and therefore I'm attracting people with issues and problems? Or am I very positive and these people with problems are coming to me, telling me their problems, and because I'm a nice person, I'm helping them out, and that will lower my vibration. It may raise your vibration to help them, but then of course, as soon as they walk away, your vibrations rise, and another one comes along. And then at some point during your life, or your week or your day, it's like, oh my God, really? Have I spent any time waiting for doing things for myself, attracting things I want, or have I been distracted by everybody else's problems? So then I'm starting to create my own problems, right? It's all about how you use that law of attraction. You are capable of attracting the things you want, but how you use your energy is up to you. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.